Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. All right, 855-839-1210. At the end of your call, just hit us with that spinoff. Could be a good one, could be a bad one, whatever you say, and we'll send you off to Captain Chucky's $50 gift certificate around that. First, though, let's check in with a guy who has brought a lot of good to the Philadelphia area and been recognized even for that nationally. We know about the problems of supermarkets in various areas of Philadelphia, both for job opportunities and also just to have quality food there, right? So you do that, you would expect that would be high on the pecking order in the middle of rioting and looting to protect, right? That's as essential as it gets. Well, that did not happen. Let's talk with Jeff Brown from ShopRite, and he's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dom. How you doing today?
Good. It's ShopRite, and it's also the other...
Fresh Grocer.
Right. So I tell you that I go to the one just on the other side of the soda line. I'm not a soda drinker. It's just convenient.
You go to Cheltenham, right?
Yes, yeah. Oh,
I remembered.
God. Yeah, well...
We appreciate your business.
Well, thank you. And it is a great place. I'm amazed right there. The number of specialty foods and things like that that you can find that you don't find in the average supermarket. I'm underlining that, Jeff, because you're a guy who lives this business, I can tell, and I think your son, too, is in it. And
yes,
yeah,
he is.
It provides quality, not just a dumpy food market to say, well, you're not a food desert now, go and eat this stuff that's not so good. So what happened with your a supermarket over in Parkside recently?
So there's two stores of ours that were destroyed, the one in West Philly on Parkside Avenue and the one in North Philly on Fox Street. And those two stores were probably the most chronic and problematic food deserts almost in the country. The people there hadn't had supermarkets for many decades, and they worked so long with me to get those stores there. And this riot broke out, and... The rioters headed to Parkside, and we called the police because they're in the parking lot, and we called for 15 hours, and
wow.
No police ever came.
Did they give you any response to it, Jeff?
Yeah, they said they're overwhelmed, they can't help us.
God.
And so they let that store be looted and destroyed, ransacked for 15 hours straight, and we got it all on video. We have it all on video. Matter of fact, from the parking lot, there were some public officials that shop in that store. I'm not going to mention their name, but they were in tears in the parking lot when it started, and they called everybody, and we could not get this administration or the police to come and protect us.
And what have you learned since then? What's the excuse for that, the rationale, other than throwing your hands up and saying we can't do anything?
I think when this settles down and we return to some sort of new normal, I think as a society we need to take a good look at this, because I think one of the fundamental responsibilities of government is to protect and serve and you know, I could understand you being late, but 15 hours late, completely unacceptable.
Well, I would argue, Jeff, that is the fundamental thing. That's the first thing, constitutionally or otherwise. It's enemies foreign and domestic, paraphrasing here. That is the essential role of government. All this other stuff might be nice, but that's it right there.
And, you know, at the very time I'm seeing my store getting destroyed, and it's not really about me, because that store is so essential in that neighborhood. It's the only place in that neighborhood for food and medicine and the very necessities of life. I would think you would prioritize that.
Exactly.
But instead, I saw a massive number of police and National Guard downtown. And look, I live downtown. I appreciate the protection, but we had everybody downtown, and we had no one in that neighborhood.
No, this is the type of thing to review the actions, because the police union is critical, too, of the upper echelon of the police force not figuring out the right way to deal with this, as tough as it was. On the plus side, though, Jeff, oh, go ahead.
This is not police men's fault.
Right.
This is a leadership issue.
Exactly right. On the plus side, though, coming out of this, Dan tells me you're engaged in initiatives to help small businesses in Philadelphia.
Yes. As a business that had two stores destroyed, and of course we're going to get them reopened, and we're going to serve as we always do, I have a very fresh sense of what it's like to have gone through this pandemic, to be forced to shut, and now to be looted and destroyed. I'm incredibly worried about my fellow business people, especially the very small ones that don't have money, don't have the best insurance. And so some colleagues of mine and I started the PA 30-Day Fund, and we've been raising money for these very small businesses to help them, give them a shot in the arm to get them reopened. And what we're doing is we are providing a $3,000 forgivable loan. You have to have between 3 and 30 employees, so we're not going to help a guy like me, because I got to help myself. I'm not small and vulnerable, but we're looking for the small and vulnerable. You have to be in business a year. You have to live in Pennsylvania, and your business has to be in Pennsylvania. That's our only requirements.
Wow.
And you go fill out the application online at pa30dayfund.com, and we will respond to you within 3 days. Often we got to check in the business people's hands in 3 days. And we not only get them a check, we're checking in with them to find out what else can we do to help them to get reopened. Because this is a time where we have a greater unemployment than the Great Depression in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. Well, look, when you get some of these up and running, and we'll let you be the judge, we'd love to have you back and talk with one of these businesses, pa30dayfund.com. And again,
yes.
The next time Jim Kenney goes off on you because of the soda tax and talks about your mansion and all that stuff, maybe the media should cover some of this stuff, too. And maybe, you know, they shouldn't be as distracted and realize it's not just the food deserts. It's the people, many of whom are people who committed serious offenses, are redeemed, and you employ them. And that type of stuff is lost when you have draconian taxes. And when you have rioters that destroy everything, it's hard to employ people in these areas.
Yeah, the very worst off people are so much more worse off. I mean, I bet you probably have 50% unemployment now in some of those areas, and there's nothing left. If you drive down 52nd Street, every single business is destroyed. Matter of fact, all the pharmacies are destroyed. And so you have sick old people stuck at home. And I'm going to take care of that, because I committed to deliver all their pharmaceuticals to them with no delivery charge until their pharmacies get back up and running. Because, you know, we got to keep society together. We can't let our whole state be destroyed.
Absolutely.
We're in this together. So on the PA 30-Day Fund, if you're in a position to help, you could also donate online. And to me, even if it's $1 or $5, we are not going to be happy with the state we're left with if we don't fix some of this, and government isn't going to come to our rescue, as we've seen. We got to do it ourselves. The citizens got to do it ourselves. For example, the police didn't come for my help, But I'll tell you this, there's a group of 40 black churches that are protecting some of my stores. I have veterans groups protecting other stores. In South Philly and Roxborough, the citizens protected the stores. And so at a time like this, I think we have to band together and keep our society together before we can't fix what's been done.
Absolutely. Jeff, if you would, too, you choose one of the folks we could get on because of limited time. One of these days coming up, we're featuring that. People that stood in front of businesses like yours. We have the guys in South Philly in front of a Target. You're right.
South Philly protected my store in South Philly. The citizens protected it.
Yeah, if you have somebody, I'll put you on hold, and you can tell Dan, he'll get them on. And we want to highlight that type of stuff. It speaks well of them, but it speaks well of you. They did it because they know how valuable it is what you do in a community and how important it is. So, Jeff, PA30DayFund.com. And again, you said that people can donate to this online, too. And Rowan, yes. I'm sure, will want to do that. And I'm very glad that you made us aware of this. And we'll continue talking about it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.